I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're here on The Rock. My name is Kevin Deers, and in front of me right now is a guy I haven't seen for a little while now. It's been a while, maybe since the last record Audio Paint Job came out in 2017. Aaron Jones, he's playing a huge show this Saturday at one of the most iconic, historic Northwest venues down in Belltown area, The Crocodile. Aaron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, bro. It's good to see you, man.
Dude, your hat says it all. Filthy. Thank you. Hashtag filthy. You're looking filthy.
I literally just got this hat back, bro, because I did something over at the Seahawks Stadium recently. I did a little presentation over there, and my road dude just like had my gear for the longest time. So I had this hat, you know, and I finally got it back today. He found me at practice. Like, here you go. I was like, no.
It's dripping, man.
God. Thank you, man.
You got that. You got the gold rings. You got the leather jacket. Sir. That's a word to describe you right now.
Right,
drip, man.
Drip, drip.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, speaking of the Seahawks, you were featured recently on a Seahawks game. Is that correct?
That's right, man.
Dude, boys from the Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. How did that feel? Were you watching the game?
So there was two things happened. So I think you may be mentioning the boys from Puget Sound got played actually at the stadium when the Sounders won.
So
the moment they won. I heard this from other people because I wasn't at the stadium, but they start blasting Boys from the Puget Sound, which was a huge honor. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, man. I saw on your social media you were decked out in the gear.
You had
the jersey.
I was loving it, bro. I was loving it, man.
Badass.
The Seahawks thing was I did a presentation on the field using a clip of Baptized in Muddy Waters, but I played it live. On the 50-yard line right before the game, the first game of the season, man, which was really great, bro. It was amazing.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man. So it's cool, man. It's been nice.
Blessed stuff to do, man. That's like hometown boy made big.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, man? It really is. I've been very blessed in these past since Auto Page Job, but even before that,
absolutely,
man.
When
I dropped that record in 2013, the whole town has just been right behind me, man, and lifting me up and throwing these opportunities my way to help me progress forward, you know, and it's finally paying off. It really is, man.
Yeah, man. You've made a pretty steady ascent toward the top, but like what you're about to do next, man, mm-hmm. we're about to talk about that now. But to launch that is this coming Saturday at the Crocodile, a big show, big showcase for you. Mm-hmm. Last show with Aaron Jones in the way
before you
shed the way and mm-hmm. become Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah.
So tell me, man, like, what about the Crocodile make you want to have that as like the showcase? Because this seems to be a venue you keep coming back to. It's like you must have a kind of a soft spot for that venue.
I have a soft spot for it, bro, but I just drink at that venue.
Oh, man. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just the spot for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I've been working there for a long time now. I mean, since 2013.
We're
going on 7 years now, and the staff hasn't really changed over that much mm-hmm. in those years. There's been a few new cats, and a few cats have left, but it's always pretty much the same people. So when I walk in there, it's like cheers for me. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't really think of a better, more fitted venue.
Everybody knows your name,
right? Exactly, right? Man. So I couldn't think of a more fitted venue to come through and do a show. You know what I mean? And especially a show of this caliber, I think this is gonna be a really special one, man.
So. You say this caliber. What mm-hmm. do you mean by this caliber? Because, I mean, there's a couple things we could tease. Like, you have a new album on the horizon, what do you mean by this caliber?
This caliber. So, a couple of years, I think we talked about this before we got on the air here, but a couple years ago, I signed a contract with a cat named Bill McGanthy, who manages some pretty big bands in the mm-hmm. rock radio world.
Yeah.
And so, this new record I've been working on, which I pretty much have finished up. I mean, there may be a few tweaks here and there, but like, it's pretty much almost done here and done. I've turned my record to them. They love it.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing right now is we're just preparing for the big time is what we're doing, you know? And so, this show at the Crocodile is kind of, it's got some pretty big implications for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my management's going to be at the show and we're going to have some pretty cool people in the audience to come check it out and to see if, you know, if they can take it to the next level for us, you know? So it's a pretty big deal for us, man. So I would just love more than anything to have, you know, my hometown right behind me.
Oh, dude, amazing, man. That's the thing, man. We hold it down for Aaron and just show up and also, you know, I mean, he doesn't do too many like local showcases these days. He's kind of been laying low a little bit for the kind of the reemergence with this new record and whatnot. So now's your time, man. Go back and see our man Aaron Jones. His last time with Aaron Jones in the Way. And also you have a killer support act, I hear.
Yeah, he'll stomp out of Portland, man. They're a great little two-piece band, and they go hard, man. I haven't really had a chance to hear them in a while.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm gonna really be interested to see what they bring to the table. But they go hard, and actually my fan base has been pretty excited that they're coming here, man. So this is gonna be one of I think we're doing three shows together guaranteed. I got one here, four actually. So one here, yeah. I got one in Bellingham coming up. We got a show in Olympia we're doing, and then we're doing a little showcase in Portland too. So nice. a little run here, definitely to shake off the cobwebs.
Yeah,
because I haven't been as active in this past year as I've been working on this record. But it's going to be a good little Northwest run, man.
Dude, let's talk about the record, man.
Yeah,
so
man.
So where'd you go? Where'd you go to record it? And how was the process of recording this? And no matter what label it gets released on, I'm sure it's going to have that big sound, man, like next level. So where'd you go and who'd you work with?
I went to I was at London Bridge Studios.
Oh yeah,
legendary London Bridge Studios. Yeah. Working with Eric Lillevois out there, who's one of the owners and an amazing producer, engineer. Yeah. And we worked hard on this, man. I mean, we got in
it's
there.
It's like Northwest royalty has come through there.
Absolutely,
man.
Bro. I mean, it's every time I walk in there, I'm just like,
can I touch this piano?
I mean, exactly, yeah. Man. That's how I mean. When Katja telling you, you know, Andrew Wood touched his piano.
Yeah.
You're like
Chloe,
oh my
Dancer,
God, right? You know? It was amazing, actually, man. I mean, I finally, you know, I worked with some cool producers in the past few years. And last year, my first record was, my first local record was produced by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Mm-hmm. My second record was produced by Barrett Martin. And this time around, I got to work with Eric Lillevois, I think, and he was kind of like really one of the first people to completely capture the sound.
Okay.
Completely capture that tone that I was going for, you know, because my sound has always been definitely stayed in the kind of like the blues and gospel vein.
Yeah.
But you know, I grew up in the 90s, man. I'm
you're a rocker.
I'm a kid of alternative music and loud rock music, mm-hmm. and that sound, man. So we perfectly captured that sound. And this next record is definitely, you know, it's an homage to Northwest and that sound that came from here, while still keeping it, you know, brand new and relevant. You know, got some R&B vocals, but like still pretty hardcore,
dude.
You know. So the process was absolutely incredible, man. I don't think I've had as much fun recording a record
to this day, man.
So it's been amazing.
I'm not a musician myself, but I can understand. I could imagine that, just because you're an artist that I'll tell someone, like, you got to see Aaron live. You have to be there. You have to see that energy and stuff. But like, when you're going to record an album, you obviously want to deliver that live experience on a record. Like, how were you able to do that this time? Is that? I imagine that's a pretty heavy task.
Yeah, I mean, that was the task going in, man. I mean, I, you know, I just, so people that are listening know this about me, I didn't just plop onto the scene and they just threw me on the stage and that was it, man. I played every single club.
He's been grinding.
And bar, yep. And little corner cafe. You mm-hmm. know, I really had to learn this from the bottom up, you know. And so one of the hardest.
Open mics.
Absolutely, man. I mean, shout out to Mr. Spot's Chai House, you know what I'm
there
saying?
You go.
Little Trubant right there on 45th, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, I used to be at the open mics.
He was the local cat with
local
everyone
kid,
else,
man.
You down
know?
In the mix.
That's right. That's right, man. And so. But the hardest part for me, because I mean back in those days I could play a 3-hour show, and I could rip your face off with it, man. I'd melt faces with that, but then I'd get in the studio and it wouldn't sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I had the hardest time for many years trying to capture that live tone, and you know, that was the key. I mean, when I sat down with Eric before we started working on this record, I told him, I said straight up, I said, man, we got to find that live sound. And Eric just did his homework, man. And when we sat down, I mean, the first thing he did, bro, was he put on some Audioslave, bro. And
nice.
I was like, that's it. Right,
set the tone, man.
That's it, man. So we definitely tried to, we were inspired by some really big guitar tones.
Okay.
Some really big live sounds, man. Yep. And that we captured that perfectly, I think, for this record.
That's amazing, man. So as far as the musicians on the album, like, did you work with another drummer, a bassist, or did you play all the instruments, or...
So for this record, I still, you know, I worked with quite a few people. You know, I've got Barrett Martin featured on some stuff.
Sick.
Asan Karimi, who's the cat I've been playing with now since for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Bob Lovelace is a bass player. He's been on there too. But I also, you know, I have my buddy Greg Fields, and so Greg Fields, let me go into the Greg in a minute.
Okay,
here,
sure.
I had him play the drums here, and then this is the first time I actually picked up a bass and played it myself for this record. So I've played
cool,
some bass
man.
Parts,
yeah.
Man. I wrote some songs off the bass, and I played some guitar parts too. So like I did like kind of quite a bit for this new record, man. I had some really great musicians, but I also really like took it upon myself to find my sound, you know, on my own as well. So that was a big deal. But back to Greg Fields, man. So what people don't know about my buddy Greg. So Greg has been the man behind my music for many years.
And
people don't know this because Greg is he's a local cat, you know. Mm-hmm. He plays around. He plays with Clinton Fearon.
Yeah.
He does a lot of church stuff. He's a great drummer. He's a great all around musician. He plays keys. He can dabble in guitar and
Clinton
stuff.
Clinton Fearon's a pretty established like a reggae cat,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely, 100%. He's huge.
Seen him up in Bellingham. Yep.
Yep, that's right, man. So he tours with Clinton quite a bit, and but he's been the sound behind my music since before my first record dropped.
Damn,
even
dude.
Man, because he had his own little house studio, and before we could really afford to go into a big studio, that is where we worked on music, man. So I've been writing music at Greg's house and in his basement at times.
Wow, dude.
For many years.
He's the homie, right?
And he's been the homie. He's also just been like that guy that has been the ear that I can bounce off of when, you know, I needed somebody's opinion on what I was doing and where it was going. And it's an honest opinion. He's been there, man.
That's
all
cool.
These ideas and stuff. Because, you know, I mean, I read something one time. I'm big into reading books about consciousness and how things develop, you know. And like, I once read a quote that said, "No one goes into business by themselves."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes more than one mind to accomplish a task, mm-hmm. you know. So I having Greg around, he's been that second mind, you know, that I've needed just to push forward. So I want to shout out to Greg Fields right now.
And it's important that he's not just a fan too.
Oh yeah.
That like, because if he's just a fan, he'll obviously just be like kind of a yes man and just be like, yeah man, yeah Aaron, that's awesome. But if he's like, hey man, you got to redo that one.
Yeah, that's corny.
Sucks.
It sounds bad. Like, we'll sit there and look at each other, man. Like, that sounds...
Like, that ain't
just
it.
Straight up be like, that's not it. We're not getting it, man. And we'll have to, like, take a break and smoke a J.
Yep.
You know, and be like, all right, let's think this out, iron it out, man. But he was there, man. I mean, we spent many nights. I mean, and I really... This is why I thank my wife, man, because she's amazing. But there was many nights when I was like, you know, just in his basement, working in his little home studio, working these songs out, because I knew it needed to get done. In fact, this record was so important to get done because I was working, mind you, I was working on this record for, you know, pretty much the whole year my wife was pregnant, man.
Wow.
You know, and so I knew I had to finish this record
before
we had the baby. I literally finished the record 2 days before we went into the hospital, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
So what a miracle.
I was grinding.
Yeah.
Grinding, man.
And that ain't an accident. You did that on purpose.
No, absolutely,
dude.
Man. Because you know what, man? I knew that as soon as this baby got here, that my ability to get away and to try to get that done was going to be limited, you know? So it was up to me to really get that done before it happened. And I was thankful I got it there. And like with the help of Greg and you know, with you know, Bob and Asan and all those guys, everybody really, really worked hard on this record, man, you know? So
that's a new thing, man. You're a dad.
Yeah. Well, I this is actually my third kid. So this is
this is
my brand new kid.
Yeah.
It's a reminder of how hard it is.
Yeah.
To have a baby, because you forget, because you know the kid get up and like, oh, you're cute, you're great, you can, you know, wipe your own butt now, and like, you know, you can know how to go in the fridge and grab your own stuff, and then a new one comes, and you're just like, oh yeah, that's right, you can't do anything, and you will die without me. So, you know, so that definitely became the grind, man. Like, but it's been wonderful. I mean, I
what's
really
your kid's name?
His name's Raven.
Raven.
His name's Raven Jones.
Awesome.
Yeah, Raven Jones, man. He's one of three. I got Raven is my youngest. Quinn, he is the middle kid, and then the third is Phoenix, and she's the oldest.
Awesome.
So I got a little girl and two boys.
So do you sing to your kids? I'm assuming you do.
I do. I love singing to my kids, man. Although, you know, it's funny. My oldest is like, she's too cool for school. She's
just
like, Dad, I'm trying to watch cartoons. shut up, stop, you know. But my other kids love it.
They love it. What do you like singing to your kids?
Oh, anything. You know, I've been singing a bunch of Soundgarden recently to them. Nice. And like, it's really cool.
When yeah.
Just like,
hell
walking around the house one day, and then all the kids are just singing "Black Hole Sun."
Okay.
Won't you come?
They're already getting into
they're
it.
They're singing
yeah.
that. They're singing the chorus like all over the house, man.
You got your little choir there, man.
It's great, man. That's great. Awesome. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, man.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, have they established like their own tastes yet, or are they kind of not to that point yet?
Well, more or less. My daughter is the oldest. She's 7, and so she has established that she likes pop music.
Okay.
So she's really into Taylor Swift right now.
Yeah.
And Kids Bop.
There you go.
It's our jam, bro.
Say, this is going to be the moment
yeah.
when you are cool to your kid mm-hmm. is when you're... songs are featured on Kids Bop.
Oh, that's right.
When there's a little kid doing an Aaron song, then you'll be cool to your kid.
That's right.
But not
man.
To that point.
That's very, very true. And you know what? It's funny because, like, the kids, I mean, they get to go to see some cool stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and like, when I was, when I did the Seahawks thing, mm-hmm. that was actually the second time my daughter had been like, down on the field like that, you know? And she just doesn't even get it, you know? It's been a part of her whole life.
That's
the
just
whole
dad.
Time. That's just dad.
That's
and
just
she doesn't
dad's
even
job.
Get it, man. We'll get home and I'll play guitar. She'll be like, shh.
Yeah.
Shh. No, not right now.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's just pretty interesting to...
I'm trying to watch Dora the Explorer, okay?
Right, yeah, you know, exactly, man. Or what's the other one? Cat Noir. What's that show? Miraculous.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, you're more tuned into that stuff. I don't know
a lot
man.
Of kids shows, man. Yep. Yeah, I know a lot of kids shows right now. Yeah, it's super rock and roll.
Dude, so, man, like, you're at the incubation stage for this new record, kind of the relaunch of that, and man, how you feeling, dude? I imagine you're just like a ball of energy, ready to burst for the show on Saturday.
I am, man. I'm feeling good. I my wife actually asked me this question pretty recently, and
yeah.
she says, "How are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous or anxious?" I said, "Nah, man. I feel like it's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You know, I probably get a little more anxious once sure. it gets to showtime. But
right nervous
now,
energy is good, though. Kind of.
It is.
It's just
it is. But you know what, man? I feel like I have been. Put in situations. I mean, the last few years, I've been put in situations where I really, really had to show up.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And not that it necessarily meant more, but it was still just as important for me mm-hmm. to get the task done. So
yep.
I think I'm conditioned at this point to really show up. And, you know, and like my live show is my bread and butter. It always mm-hmm. has been, man. So I know how to bring it, you know. So
well, none of this happened on accident. You know, you're battle tested. You're road worn.
Yeah.
You've Bane on the Batman movies. Like you
oh,
were.
Yeah.
I was born into this, or what was it? It was just like
I was born into darkness.
Yes, exactly. You were born into the stage, man.
Born here.
Exactly, man.
Exactly, man.
Dude, you've been grinding at it, and you've you know taken from the corner venues of the open mics, and now to like the biggest stages. You know, like you have earned this.
Thank
so.
You, man. Yeah,
and.
Yeah,
dude, I couldn't be more happy for you, and you know the launching point for kind of the Northwest showcase. Maybe the last time to see him in a small venue.
It might
Who knows?
Be.
Who
we'll
knows,
see.
Man?
We'll see, man. We'll
you
see.
Definitely got to take advantage of these opportunities to see him in a small, intimate setting, because you know, Aaron, he's on the ascension, man, and.
Yeah.
Dude, so what's 2020 look like? I mean, you can't probably drop too many.
I can't drop too many hints, but I will say this. The city will be very proud of what I've accomplished. I believe,
hell yes,
you know? And I can say that. I can openly say that like this the fans and the people here in this town who have helped my career move forward just in their presence
mm-hmm.
and their support. You know, and just like getting the word out. I mean, that's been the biggest, you know, like that's been the biggest system of getting the word out for my music. You know, the biggest way to get my music is people just like talking about it.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times I've just met people on the street that just stop and say, man, like I know who you are. I talk to my friends about you, or we talk in this circle about you. And in my brain, I'm going, that's weird that people have conversations about me who haven't met me. And they'll just have social conversations about me in circles of people I just don't know, you know. But that has been the biggest way to get the word out. And so I think that because of that, it's just going to mean that much more once all this stuff starts to come out and surface,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just very, very proud to be from the city, man. That's
oh, yeah.
That's just been my biggest thing. I mean, that's always been you know, kind of the energy I've carried with me is that I'm very proud to be from Seattle and the old Seattle too. You know, I mean, like, I'm born and raised right here, bro. I grew
it's
up
changing,
up the street,
but you know, as long as there's still some people from the original Seattle, holding it down and making sure to like keep it real.
Yeah, I grew up right there on 30th and Dearborn, man. Lived on 22nd and Jackson until 2 years ago. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I went to Roosevelt High School and Washington Middle School, Thurgood Marshall Elementary School. Man, I'm from this town. You know, worked every grimy job I could to get to this point, you know.
What's the grimiest job you had here in Seattle?
Grimiest job I've had here in Seattle.
Lusty
man.
Lady? Mopper? No. I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm my goodness. Kidding. That's grimy. Yeah.
That's grimy.
Maybe not that grimy.
Oh, my God. No, I, you know, the, I've had some, the grimiest job I had was probably door guy or bouncer is probably some of the grimiest jobs I've done, you know.
Checking some IDs.
Checking some IDs. I've also, like, done the bouncing thing. I work security for some pretty, you know, questionable places. I've done some interesting things and some probably, like, you know, illegal things that I won't mention.
Hey, man.
I'm ready to get by, but
you grinded.
You know, I was grinding. I was getting through, man. I was getting by, you know. So but it all worked out, man. You know, actually, you know, I'll tell you what, the grimiest job I ever worked it's gonna sound bad, but bro.
Oh yeah.
that's a grimy job, man. Especially, you know, I was disc washing, I was doing all that stuff, dude. And I won't go into details. I don't want to ruin food for people right now, but like, just be careful out there. Wash your hands, make sure your food's cooked. You know.
I hear you, man. Yeah, dude. Man. Oh man, Aaron, dude. So this Saturday, what can we expect, man?
You know what? It's you're going to expect the heat. I don't think people, I haven't really done a big show here, since, I came back from tour with Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah.
And, that was in 2017, man.
Yep.
So I actually haven't played a show here, at a large size venue like this.
It's been a while, man.
And in between that time, you know, I've graced the stage at Carnegie Hall and tour with Theory of Dead Man. Got to open for Guns N' Roses. Got to open for
No big deal. Just this little band called GNR. No big deal.
Got to
never heard of them.
Got to open for Crystal Method on New Year's in Jackson Hole. Man,
that's so sick.
I've been tested, and my show has completely changed because I've been thrusted onto a stage that I didn't even know I was ready for. Yeah. You know, so the show they're going to see this time around is going to be something completely different. And the guys I've been playing with now, these guys, Asana Kareem, me and Bob Lovelace, who I just love to death. I mean, we were just goofing around having a great time today in rehearsal. And
that's it.
You know, those guys have been with me for so long now, and they're ready to. So all of us together on that stage, it's just going to be fire, man. It's going to be fire. And it's, I mean, like, it's, if you've never seen a show, one of my shows before, it's just make sure you're there. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely got that old school rock feel.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Dude.
So it's going to be exciting stuff, man. And it's just a special time. It's special because, you know, I'm back in town, man. Yep. That's what it is. The kid's back, you know.
He's back in town.
Yeah.
And now's your chance, man. This Saturday at the Crocodile, come see Aaron Jones in the Way. Big time gig for Aaron. And come support him, man. Show some hometown love for our dude, Aaron. Aaron, it's always good to talk to you, man.
Always good to see you, Kevin. Always good to see you, man.
Hell yeah, man. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.